Section 140. Praise be thou, O my God. This servant of thine testifieth that naught else except thee can ever express thee, nor canst thou be described by any one save thyself. The thoughts of them that have recognized thy reality, however much they may ascend towards the heaven of thy praise, can never hope to pass beyond the bounds which, by thy behest and decree, have been fixed within their own hearts. How can the creature who is as nothing comprehend him who is the Ancient of Days, or succeed in describing the full measure of his sovereignty, his glory, and his grandeur? Nay, and to this thou thyself dost witness, O thou who art the governor of nations. Every created thing hath recognized its own impotence and the power of thy might, and hath confessed its own abasement and thy great glory. I beseech thee, by thy lastness, which is the same as thy firstness, and by thy revelation, which is identical with thy concealment, to grant that they who are dear to thee, and their children, and their kindred, may become the revealers of thy purity amidst thy creatures, and the manifestations of thy sanctity amongst thy servants. Thou art verily powerful to do thy pleasure. Thou art in truth the help in peril, the self-subsisting.